I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your life and professional coach, making sure that those areas in your life are nothing less than spectacular. I'm here with Joe Joel Shagan. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Jody. It's good to be here.
Great. Great to have you. Let me tell you a little bit about Joe. Featured in Fox, CBS, and NBC, along with being named one of the top business coaches in America for four consecutive years, in the New York City Journal and Disruptors magazine, Joey is known for helping small business owners, professional salespeople, and entrepreneurs to rapidly accelerate their business growth while gaining more life freedom through alignment of the subconscious mindset programming to achieve total mindset alignment. Aside from a very successful 28-year career up to VP of sales, Joey has spent over three decades studying, implementing, and developing what's now known as the SMT method, the subconscious mindset training, which has repeatedly allowed hundreds of people to create the life that they desire through reprogramming their subconscious conditioning. Great. Wow, that is something. Just out of curiosity, how do you get to be a top business coach in America for the past four consecutive years, Joe?
You know, I just feel so blessed that I get to do the works I get to do. I feel so blessed I started doing this works because I didn't want to repeat what I had experienced growing up, you know, the struggle and financial struggle and all that and stuff. And the fact that it's grown into what it has is it's been something greater than me that's led the pathway to it. And my part is I keep stepping into it.
Mm, great. Well, we'll hear about more of that, but it, you know, you've been in sales for 28 years. What did you sell, and what was your success at doing that for a long time, moving up to VP?
Yeah, you know, I started out in, you know, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh boy.
So the auto mecca of the world at the time and stuff. And so right away I started out in automotive, and then I went from there in non-automotive, but it was a lot of steel fabrications or castings or some type of, you know, process like that, that I kind of came to specialize in. And I'll tell you, when I started out doing it, man, I would work 50, 60 hours a week. Ugh. I would be on the road week after week after week. Mm. And I started out by doing like between 2,000 and 3,000 miles a week. And I just wasn't getting any ground with it. Mm. And so I upped that to traveling 4,000 to 5,000 miles a week, you know, and I still, even at that, might add $1 million in sales a year, which when you're talking, you know, a 75 or, you know, $150 million organization, that's not that much. And I couldn't figure out, man, I'm working harder than anybody else I know. Mm. I'm spending more time. I'm missing my life trying to, you know, build this thing. And it's so hard. But I was already attuned to the works I do today. And I would experiment with things like The Secret, Universal Principles, things like that. Excuse me. And I couldn't figure out why. Like, I was very positive. If I talked to you, I'd come across as being very positive. Mm. But inside, there was something happening with me where I knew I wasn't really that. Mm. And I kept trying to pretend I was, you know, and I went through that for and continued, just continuous when you said almost three decades, like hearing that to me, it, like my first thought is, man, it seems like a lot longer.
Oh man, that
and even
yeah, that shouldn't be, you know, feel like longer, should feel shorter and more fluid. But what was getting in the way?
What I
here
found
you are
out,
positive. Yeah.
Yeah. What I found out, I'm sorry, what I found out was getting in the way was my subconscious conditioning. Is the conditioning that, you know, when I was in my early 20s, if something came easy to me, Jody, I thought I didn't deserve it because I didn't work hard enough for it, because that's the conditioning I grew up with. I grew up with conditioning of, you know, what do you think we are? The Rockefellers? Money doesn't grow on trees and things like that. And I grew up with a man gets a job, it supports a family, and hopefully lives long enough to enjoy some retirement. And that's the conditioning I grew up with that I was battling against. And then what all of us are, most of us are conditioned, I'd say all, and I mean all, but I'll say most of us are conditioned, is that if something's not working, then we got to try harder. We got to do more. We got to put more hours in. And I followed that over and over and over. Well, as I started learning about, and the subconscious, all of this is, you know, we have our conscious mind and the words we use, the thoughts we entertain, everything else, books we read, who we hang out with, and we have control over that. But then we have a subconscious. And in our subconscious is what I call this motherboard of all of our programming, of our past experiences, our paradigms, our patterns, you know, even an experience we didn't personally have, but somebody told us about, becomes embedded in that network, in that subconscious mind. And that's what triggers the brain waves to the actions we take or don't take. So in my conscious mind, I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted to be successful and do well for my family. I knew, you know, all those things. But in the subconscious, I was not taking the actions, even if I could think of them, that would lead to that. I would procrastinate, or I'd be afraid to pick up the phone, or I would, you know, do things like that. As I started learning and understanding that programming, and I couldn't have done it alone. I did a lot of coaching. I went through a lot of programs. I've taken a lot of books and done like book studies, create experiments out of that led to the fact of me understanding these things. And then once I understood the conditioning, then I learned how to shift that conditioning, which then automatically opens the doors up. So later on, after I learned these things, at the end of my actual on the road sales, before I started taking VP positions, is I landed one contract and it was easy and it was enjoyable and it came together quicker than I could have imagined for $25 million year over year, and instantly took an organization from $50 to $75 million with that one sale. And these things start, and it continues to this day to evolve. You know, and as I'm doing this, so I set out to do this. Of everything I help people with today, I was a guinea pig for. You know, well, from that strong.
Thank you for being a guinea pig for us and your
client. But it is a blessing in
the
fact that it's not just repeating another generation of that conditioning.
Right.
You know, that my desire to not live that way has led the pathway to me getting to break that, not just for me. I have a 28-year-old son. I get to see that in him playing out with different conditioning because of it. Family members, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. We are conditioned to, you know, to act in a certain way, not necessarily to bring an outcome that we want, but we act out based on patterns, experiences, positive and negative experiences, and that comes out. Now, I'm curious about how you were able, it sounds like you put some hard work in it, but to be aware that, those self-limiting thoughts are coming up again, like, I don't deserve it, and, you know, I should be home with my family, or I, you know, I've got to work harder to give money or provide money for my family. Tell me a little bit about that process.
That was a very, very long and a very painful process to go through. And I'll tell you why. Is I would sign up for any coaching that I thought could help me. I would sign up for webinars. I would sign up for these, you know, like any conferences, anything I could get a hold of, books and everything else. And every one of them, I walked away from thinking stronger and stronger, there must be something the matter with me. because I could act the way I was supposed to act. I was great at portraying the mini me of coaches and books and things like that, but it never penetrated on the inside. And through trying to deal with that, I never wanted to be in corporate America, Jody. It
Oh
wasn't
boy.
my choice to do that. I want to
Okay.
inspire, motivate, and help millions of people to live better lives. That's what my
That's
goal
awesome.
was. But I was good in corporate. And I made the money and the company
Yeah.
car and the golf club memberships and all those
Oh,
things. So everybody said,
those.
man, you should be happy. And I kept telling myself, man, I have it all, but I was empty inside to the point of abusing alcohol to where I needed to ask for help.
Oh boy. Okay.
And it was all trying to cope with living in that conditioning and act like I didn't have that condition, not without even knowing it was conditioning at the time, And so as I started doing that, it's just, we get to that point where we're sick and tired of sick and tired. And throughout my process, I started gaining certifications. I started going, because I thought maybe if I get to that level of being able to teach, of knowing how to teach it, then I'll see something different with it, And so in doing that, and I took some other coaching programs after that, and it's still the same thing. I'd walk away. And so probably about 12 years ago, my father passed away of cancer.
I'm sorry
And
about
my
that.
mom, thank you. And my mom just didn't want to be alive without him. So a year later, a little over a year later, she passed away of natural causes. And I found myself an orphan. And I'm still going to this corporate job I didn't want. I'm still not having the impact that I really felt heavy on my heart was my place in this, universe. And at that time, now I had elevated to helping organizations that were in bankruptcy get back to profitability. And that's where all my gray hair comes from. Because when you're operating in sales and you're having to double your customers' costs, double their lead time, and get 50% down, in order to buy the materials to produce their products and stuff. And not only that, every Friday, a lot of people use Friday as a reprieve. I didn't. I could not stand a Friday because all day Saturday and night Saturday, all day Sunday, I couldn't do anything towards having any impact. And it just drove me crazy. And so I helped that last organization. We got new owners in and everything else. And now I'm starting to use the tools that I'm learning. I'm starting to bring things into the
Okay,
organization, going,
that's
listen,
good.
instead of sitting around here talking 5 days a week for 2.5 hours about all the complaints and all the problems, what's
Right.
going good? Let's try and
Yeah.
build
Oh,
on what's
good.
going good.
Good.
And when we did that, within 6 months, 6.5 months, we had new owners come in, dump $12 million in operations, and instantly take them from a 3-day-a-month operation to a 5-day-week. And at that
Excellent.
point, I was starting to do some workshops. I was starting to do some speaking about, the works I do today. And I just said, I'm done. And
Good.
I moved to South Carolina, up in the mountains, like I was telling you, and I've been building ever since, other than a year and a half hiccup with COVID.
Yes, that was a challenge. Now, what a great journey. I mean, it sounds like it was painful, but you persevered and kind of had your eye on the prize about who you were, knowing yourself, and really what was going to make you happy. And I'm really curious about the subconscious mindset training. I want to know what it is, how we use it. Can you elaborate?
Absolutely. So, again, I explained that what I call a motherboard in our subconscious that holds all of our programming, paradigms, our habits, our beliefs, all of that stuff. Well, that's what's triggering the brainwave. That's the voice we hear in our head. So when somebody wants to grow their business, like I'll tell people about a client I have, as one example, a client I had in 13-year high, their annual revenue was $7.5 million. They wanted to get to 10 million. So we started working together. Within 12 calendar months, they almost toppled over $23 million.
Wow, great.
And within that year of growth, it was the only year of their life they took 5 weeks of vacation in that same year. So, but when I, like, it's unrealistic, those results. So what the SMT method, first and foremost, it's geared, it's patterned, it's designed, and it's set up to not create mini me's. out of anybody I work with. It's not set up to be everybody does A, B, and C and gets D. I didn't set it up that way because I found that less than 1%, all the time I thought it was a failure, and I found out later on, less than 1% of the people following those ever achieves anywhere near the results the person who put it together did. So, and again, this is all greater than what my thinking could come up with the SMT method. I call it divinely inspired, and it truly is. And so in it, it's setting up a pathway so every individual can go through it with their uniqueness, and they come out with that plan to unrealistic results that they can use in the business they're in or whatever we're doing together, but then they can carry that afterwards into any other endeavor they go into and apply the same thing. Now they have their roadmap.
Right. Now you were mentioning, and I totally agree with you that, you know, we are all different. We do all have our experiences. We have our patterns, and these can keep us from doing it. How do you get a client aware of that? And then how do you allow them to flip that around with realistic action steps that will get them to an outcome that they want?
I start every client with developing what the SMT method calls a dynamic vision. It includes the business growth that we want. It includes our health and well-being, our relationships, it includes our entire life. And what I do is help them boost that vision to an uncomfortable level. Because when we get to that uncomfortable level, we can start identifying those patterns, paradigms, beliefs, whatever it is that's stepping in the way there to cause that, you know, that uncomfortableness. Mm-hmm. And as we do, then within the SMT method is the tools to shift that and open up the doorways.
So how do you get them to an uncomfortable level? And then give me an example of how you would shift somebody.
So the person I use, you know, I talked about the 1.75 use, I mean, across the board, it works. But like I had a client come to me who was doing $300,000 in revenue a year. They were used for 5 years. They were using a line of credit to cover their cost versus what their revenue was. And so their greatest vision was to get to $500,000 because then they could nickel and dime down that line of credit. And so in building that vision with them, we just spent some time talking about it and building it. And I get them to look at what would your life be at 500,000. And once I get that, then I got something to lock into, and then I'll bump it. And we're able to get to $750,000.
Great.
In the vision.
Right. Now I'm not hearing uncomfortable with imagining that your life, you know, is fabulous and you're relaxed and you're taking more holiday time, and at, you know, where, unless that does make some people uncomfortable, but what would your life be? Please connect the dots for me in that. Where would the uncomfortableness come from, that other than, you know, getting to that successful point and then the now what? That may be.
Well, part of our conditioning is to work harder. Part of our conditioning, you know, you hear a lot of people, high level people too, that talk about, you know, if you want something, you got to take massive actions and exhaustive efforts, and you got to be willing to trade off your life. And we buy into that. That becomes, we may not have even experienced it. I have people who have business ideas, but they're working jobs they can't stand because they're afraid of how hard that's going to be to do that. Yeah. So it's built into our conditioning, and happens to our school systems and across the board. So when we develop that vision and we start discussing what life looks like, what kind of things do you get to do? So with that gentleman who got to 750,000, it was his greatest vision he started with. At the end of 12 months, he was doing over $3 million a year in business.
Wow. Great. So again, what shifted? Comfortable to something really working.
He was one of the people that said, I don't want to go above that because I don't want to work that hard all the time. He's had young children at home. Okay. He's got a family, you know, and he didn't want to trade all that off. So we either be willing to trade off all that stuff. Our conditioning will tell us you either trade off all that stuff or you keep your business down here and you struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And you nickel and dime a line of credit.
Right. Which is not true.
It's
You know,
not.
it's, I mean,
But when I can help somebody with that vision,
yeah.
Jody, and then we start expanding that vision, it starts opening up the barriers and we start
Yes.
getting exciting about what that life looks like to live. And all of a sudden now, boom. And if I can get somebody to 750, I can easily get their thinking up to, 3 million, 5 million, whatever it is after that. It's once we open that door, just like in corporate with the bankruptcy. When you're in bankruptcy and everybody starts talking all the time about the problems and why they're there and everything else, nothing can change. But when you start looking and putting some focus on what's going well, you can build upon that.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you can give them a vision of what is going well, how do we exploit that, and how do we problem solve it? But yeah, with there's always going to be problems in running a business.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you definitely start with positives and take the team or take whoever it is to that point.
Well, and I don't give anybody a vision. I help them develop it based on their unique desires and everything else. I do help them expand that. So think about this. If you go into something where you're focused on your problems and what fixes there's going to be and everything, I mean, we hear all this advertising, we see all the ads and everything about, we have your game plan to success. We have everything that's going to fix every area of your life. They don't even know who the heck I am, but they have this stuff,
That's
where
it's a
the
miracle, isn't it? How do they know that?
where the SMT method focuses on, I work off of 2 points of reference. We get really clear where exactly are you right now, and then helping them develop that vision is creating that second point of where you want to be, and then we start moving through that. So when you expand your consciousness in by developing this vision, you have more excitement into doing it. We have tools as far as ways of putting that vision on. So even like you said, there's problems. I mean, the world is the world, right? There's problems. If you're in
Sure.
business, you run into things, everything else. When we're living from that vision, though, we don't get pulled into as much muck of the situation, circumstances, and conditions that come up. So we're able to easier maneuver those and them not be like deep potholes. They can just be a little bump in the road as we go. So they don't have to take all that energy and everything and that back and forth where everything's great today, everything's terrible today. It can be more level.
Which is more realistic, you
Yes.
know, because that's what we get on a daily basis. We get great
Yeah.
things, we get challenging things, and just to know,
Yeah.
all right, next
Yep.
in the next hour things may change.
Yeah, you're
All right.
absolutely right. And once we have the vision,
You're
then I start
going.
helping each client develop what we call systems of accelerating habits. So
Okay, I
you know
like
how there's the old analogy, if you want something, find someone who already has it and do what they did. That never really works, though.
Nope, it
That's
doesn't.
what I tried. Go on.
You've gotta develop it for yourself and what makes sense for yourself, or else it's not gonna get done.
And what I will do is, like, for instance, one of the areas I focus on is with realtors. Okay. And realtors, you have, like, once you get your license, you get with the broker, and all of a sudden you get this overwhelming list of things that you have to do to be successful, and nobody can cover that entire list. So what somebody does is they get their license, they have all this excitement, they come in there, nobody's building on the excitement, but what they're doing is they're trying to cover all this stuff until they get burned out and they're like, I don't even want to do this. So what I do is I help them find out which ones do you enjoy doing? Because the things we enjoy doing, we'll do it more often. We do it with a whole different attitude and outlook on it than the things we can't stand doing. So we start focusing on that and we start developing those systems of accelerating habits that are doing things they want to do. And a really good example of that, Jody, have you ever seen somebody who does like a live social media live and you can tell they're uncomfortable, they're puzzled, struggling with their words, they just don't want to be
Yeah,
there?
we have all seen that. I have. Yeah, it's
How long do you
painful.
watch one of those? Yeah, it is
It's
painful to
painful
watch.
for, yeah.
And now, have you seen somebody do a live like that and you can tell they're home? Like they're comfortable, they
Yeah.
know what, I mean, they're just on. It's like when you put the camera, they just come on. And so what it is that that system of accelerating habits, we look for those things that put somebody on, because when we're in that mode, we have more ability to start tracking opportunities to us with less effort. We start opening up doorways and everything else. So if you think about the entire pathway of the process where I take my clients through, it's setting it up to be a unique plan for them, but it's also not drudgery. It's also enjoyable, because even in developing the vision, you get that spark of a greater potential of your life. And then as we start moving through it and you start seeing the doors opening to that, the process becomes more and more exciting. And that's one of the main tools I use to help accelerate somebody into growth mode.
Great. And what we are doing, you know, and what you are doing as a coach is just elevating their life. I mean, what's better than doing something you really enjoy every single day? And that will make you successful. You know, and yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, when you look at, like, when I tell people, you know, a company went from $300,000 to $3 million in 12 months, or $7.5 million and almost toppled 20. They'll go, that's not realistic. So it's BS. You know? And for that person, they'll never achieve it.
Right. Well, it's a limiting thought, and you know,
it
part
is
of that patterning and
yep.
The mindset.
So I'm very selective, because I have a very, very good track record. I have, you know, I have almost 1,000 clients. Every single one of them has done testimonials of some type, refers people to me, things like that. And what I look for when I'm having an initial conversation with somebody is, are they open-minded? Do they have what I call a beginner mindset? Because we all know those people that I know. And those people can never grow. So what I tell people is, you have the ability, and I'll take them through a conversation so I can find out, but do you have the ability to understand? We all know a lot, but what can I take from this conversation and add to what I already know?
Right. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. You do. Somebody does have to be wanting to grow and willing to learn, and that is key, and we can't change that. That's got to really be a desire coming from that person. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now I've had some clients who have had a hard time with that. But what I do, being a coach in that person's life and them investing, you know, in themselves through me and stuff like that, is I point that out to them. I go, there's another area where you know. So tell me what I said, and they can't. So I'll repeat it again so they can hear it and get what they get out of it. And every time I do that, they go, I need to listen more. But you know what? That's part of our conditioning, though, right? Our culture teaches us we got to know the answers, or we got to figure it out, or we got to, you know, take the actions. We got to do what we, know what to do in order to get where we want to get to. And it's not right.
I know we need to be vulnerable in order to connect more deeply with people, and to say, you know, gosh, I never thought of that. I don't know. What do you think? You know, what comes to your mind when we talk about this? And by wanting to listen more, and I'm always curious, if I don't know, you know, we deepen our relationships.
So. Absolutely. And we deepen the availability of how far we can go in our life. Without that, we're limited. You know, there's a quote by Wallace Wattles I absolutely love. And he says, if you are not consciously choosing to be rich, excellent, and healthy, then you're unconsciously choosing to be poor, mediocre, and unhealthy. And you look at that, is when we're living by that conditioning, we're living unconsciously, we're living in our comfort zone, we're living by, you know, the best we can do is what we've seen somebody else, or what our programming allows, or whatever it is and stuff. And we're just going through those modes on, you know, living unconsciously, really. And that's the reason why so many people drive to jobs they can't stand. They don't do anything about it. They just keep doing that month after month, year after year, for decades.
Yep,
just unconsciously going through life.
Yeah, I get that. And it sounds, you know, it sounds great that you're breaking the mold and allowing, again, to bring more joy. Enjoy what do you enjoy doing on a daily basis? into their lives. So, this has been a great conversation. I wanna know how people can get in touch with you if they want more information, Joe.
Sure, Jody. Anybody can reach out to me at coachwithjoey.com.
Great.
And
That's it.
schedule a time. 15 minutes. We'll get on the phone. If you have a question about this, if you got a question about something else, if there's something that just isn't fitting and you can't figure out why, give me a call. I'd love to give you some spark ideas and see if I can help you to determine something you can do different. A lot of the thing within the SMT method is shifting our perceptions, because our
Yeah.
perceptions are coming from our conditioning. So if I can help do that, I love getting to do what I do today.
Well, I love hearing that you love it because this is our purpose and our passion is to enjoy our moments that we spend in a day and beyond. All right, Joe. Well, thank you so very much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Absolutely. And thank you. What a great conversation, Jody.
Thank you, Joe. All right, you take care, okay?
You too.
All right. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.